Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Give just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disastrous faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever and don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shot where you wanna shoot, toss where you wanna tote. Done my job driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who put the knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. That's the story.
Good evening, and welcome to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. And our today's topic is a virtuous woman, what every man should look for and every woman look to become. We started this episode yesterday, and I guess you're probably asking questions, what is the purpose of this topic? Well, you missed out. Yesterday, as we laid the foundation, coming out from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, And I'll briefly go over, if you remember, some of the notes that we had discussed yesterday about what is a virtuous woman, and that the outer appearance does not put value of a woman being a virtuous woman. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong. I highly recommend that a woman looks like a woman and does whatever she needs to do to enhance her beauty. But I'll give you a perfect example. Some people say, well, what about wigs? Well, wigs is a style, but as long as you wear the wig and don't let it wear you. That's a little small example, but it is a perfect example. Our note from yesterday, we discussed the character of a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is a woman who has high moral standards. She's good and pure, whiter than white. She's saintly, angelic, moral, ethical, upright, upstanding. She has principles, law-abiding as well. I guess you say, well, that sounds like a perfect woman. Well, we can't be all that in one, but if we have that information, we can process it, and we become subconscious of it, that it becomes more of a lifestyle than just an act. Anytime when you struggle with something, it's not actually a part of who you are, it's a part of who you're trying to be. And you have to exercise being a virtuous woman. But the first step, as we said, is to get an understanding of what a virtuous woman is. As I said before, and sometimes in relationships, you wonder, what have I did, what have I said, what am I doing wrong? And we talk to Betty, Sue, John about it, and they give us a temporary fix of advice, and then we have to go back for more. Either two things happen. It stirs up more strife and drama, or it's just a temporary fix. But a foundation of what every man should look for in a woman and what every woman should look to become is a virtuous woman. Because, as I said before, that is how God created for women to be for men. And that is natural for a man to desire a woman like that, because that's how we were created. And we go look in so many other places, people, places, and things, and there's never a satisfaction because it's unnatural. Now, we took notes and we discussed about what every man wants in a woman. And I did say that I was going to be very candid and blunt and stated that every man wants a lady of the streets and a freak in the sheets, and every woman desires to be that exact for her man. Now, when I say man, I'm not talking about just boyfriends. I'm talking about as in man, woman, marriage, relationships. And since everyone is not married and 99.9% desires to be married for whatever personal issues, they choose not, maybe it's because of not maybe picking the right virtuous woman or being a virtuous woman. I don't know, I'm not a psychiatrist, but we discussed that that's what every woman desires to be exactly for her man slash husband. And the foundation and the character is the description of a virtuous woman. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, 10 to 31. I don't know what you got out of it, but I got quite a few things out of it. One was we talked about a virtuous woman. Price is far above rubies. And we talked about an example of rubies and diamonds being on the hands, not maybe just one or two or three rings. And it's cute and it's nice. And it does show that someone loves you or loves her, or maybe she loves herself. But a little secret between you and I, ladies, if you put in a whole bunch of rings on your finger, then a man looks at that and he doesn't see a ring available or space available for him. But it's true. Now, we talked about high morals and standards. There's a difference between being a gold digger or being stuck on putting a person in a category that you feel is high standards. Once you exhibit the virtuous in you, that will draw the correct category of man to you. And if you become approached by one that is not in the appropriate category or have anything in common with a virtuous woman, then you would know how to address when a man outside of your category approaches you in a womanly manner. Sometimes we as women are so cruel with our mouths that we can break and hurt a man's spirit. And I believe that when a man says that a woman should know her place, it sounds egotistic, but on the flip side, I can pretty much relate. Because today, we as women have become so liberal, and very strong-minded and determined and too self-independent sometimes, which it's good to be independent and not to give up your independence to become dependent upon anyone. But where is the room for a mate? When a woman is not a virtuous woman, she can destroy her own household with her tongue and her hands. Men, just as well as women, should also have high moral standards. And I use the word moral and standards. Because if you fall for anything, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for everything. And we have to understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but darkness and principalities in higher places. So sometimes when you look with your eyes and think you're getting one thing, it may be too late or you may be too far deep to realize what you thought you saw and what you thought you were getting is not that. Today, in this world, if you are a woman and desire to be a man, you can have an operation for that. If you are a man and desire to be a woman, you can have an operation for that. If you are a little bit flat on the top and want to be a little bit bigger, verses, from the neck up to the hip down. They have all these different types of technology that will take care of all that. But we have to be happy in our own skin. Virtuous comes within. That's something that no one can never take, but only God can give to you through his word. It's not something that you could bottle up and purchase and take it home with you. You can take it through your spirit, your mind, and then it manifests itself through the body of the soul. That's why confusion and chaos comes like a tornado. Because when you try to do it any other way, it's unnatural, because that's not how we were designed to be. And any time you try to fight it any other way, there are consequences, and that is the result that you will get. In relationships, as a woman, you say, well, I'm doing all this. I am a virtuous woman. I go to church. I pay my tithes. That's not what I'm really talking about. I'm talking about the heart. The heart. God deals with the heart. For he is not an author of confusion, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So anytime when you're feeling confused about your identity, your womanhood, how does a man make you feel? God deals with your heart through his word. That's how you maintain being a virtuous woman. Yes, it's easy to obtain, but the thing is to maintain. Priorities of a virtuous woman: God first, family, and yes, I did say you can get a new career, a new job, a new business. And the reason why I stated that is because sometimes we as women, we put our careers and our jobs before God and our family. We make our jobs and career our God. And God is a jealous God. He said there would be no other God before him. See, there's a divine order, especially if you're in a relationship. In a marriage, in a union, or engaged to get married. And these are the things you want to know before you get married. You don't want to try to figure it out like it's a game once you get married, because that's how a lot of people get hurt. And there's so many divorces because people get married for the wrong reasons without understanding that it takes three to maintain a marriage. It takes three to maintain a relationship. That's God, the man, and the woman. Anytime you take God out of it, it becomes unnatural. But when God is in it, it's supernatural. I mean, it's already done. Cannot be broken. There's a foundation with no cracks. Not saying that you're going to have ups and downs, but at least you have a foundation to build it off of. what I'm trying to get to in the topic is because we as women have had a past, but thank God that we also have a future. And a lot of women are broken. Esteem is low. Feel like they have nowhere to go to express themselves, only to maybe a best girlfriend or psychiatrist or whoever you choose to go talk to. But in the Word of God, it also says, do not seek ungodly counsel. You cannot go wrong with the Word of God. It doesn't make you a holy, holy, high roller person. What it makes you is a decent person, which is one of the characters of a virtuous woman. Because even the closest person that you think that you can confide in, unfortunately, can sometimes be the same exact person that goes behind your back and capitalize off of what you have entrusted them with. Sadly to say, but it does, it is, and it has happened. Be strong and encouraged. It just takes a little bit of your time. The same time and energy and 9 seconds it takes to dial a number, pick up a phone, and have a conversation, the same time and energy it would take you to pick up your Bible and turn to the Word of God. And whatever questions that you have, all the answers has already been written. And Ecclesiastic states that there is nothing new under the sun or the moon. So what you may be going through or been through or about to enter into, you're not alone. Someone has already experienced it. And God already wrote the answer and a solution on how to deal with it. But it starts in the heart of you as a woman. And that's what men are really looking for, the security. Not every time when things don't go right in the relationship, well, I want to pack up, I'm going to leave, I don't want to see you no more, I'm going to grab your phone, lose my number, yada, 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 yada. Men need nourishing because they come from a woman. I wonder, is that why sometimes they run to men? Oops. But we're not going to go there. Just like a woman needs to feel safe, a man always needs that nourishment, nurturing, and nourishment. Just like the movie of Waiting, or what was it, Exhale? She bared his children, took care of his home, helped him build his business, and he runs off with another woman. And was she more upset because it was a white woman, or was she more upset because it was a secretary, or did it matter? Was it just the fact that she was upset because it was another woman, and she wanted to know what did this woman do or give or offer that I haven't already done? Unfortunately, yes, we do have situations like that. But what was her response? She went and burnt his car up. called a girlfriend's up and had a party. Once did I see her pick up her Bible, get on her knees, and take it to God. Not once did I hear her ask herself, well, what part did I play in it? We have to always put God first in everything that we do. And what we do secretly, God will reward us openly. Okay, see if you got 10 out of these 10. Yes, that could be a problem. And you want to know what that is? Being unevenly yoked. But if we continue to seek or we're having living a lifestyle as a virtuous woman, we will already know that answer and make better choices about being unevenly yoked. Because what does light and darkness have in fellowship? Oh, but he got a good job. Oh, he just make me feel so good. Oh, he's so handsome. Oh, he knows so-and-so. Okay, but does he know God? Is he a friend? Is God his friend? Is he a friend of God? Because I don't think there's nothing more attractive or sexier than a godly man. Not a self-righteous, spiritual, mind-manipulating man. But a man who loves God. Because if he don't, how can he love you? Good question. Well, they say that women are emotional and men are visual. They're both still flesh. And that's something that we live with because we're human. But the foundation should always be God. Because that's what keeps us balanced. That's what causes us to continue to press our way towards the prize of a higher calling. Doesn't mean calling that everyone's going to preach and teach and have a multitude of a congregation and travel the world. Your ministry can be right in a barbershop. But if you cut hair and you have 5 customers, 10, 15, some have 20. How many? That's your altar right there. But God gives you the grace to articulate it forceful. But in a humble way, not timid, because even Jesus wasn't timid. He was very sarcastic. Well, I'm going to take that word sarcastic back. But his tongue, his yeas was yea and his nays was nay. I'm not going to use the word sarcastic. A lifestyle of choice. Just like when you're online and you have a drop box and it says lifestyle, and in the drop box it may say dancing, dining, whining. You have a choice. And when you make good choices, you get good consequences. When you make bad choices, you get bad consequences. That's in relationships, and not only in a man and woman, sisters, brothers, girlfriends, or in the South they call it a friend girl, or male friends, for their relationships. In the year of 2014, take a moment and just look over the relationships that you have with people in your life. Not the flybys. And when you're doing good, they're around. And when you're doing bad, they drop away like flies and don't even want to be around you. I'm talking about the people that you say you love and that loves you. And examine, is it healthy? Is it stagnated? Is it growing? Is it in a developing stage? Is it even worth keeping, or is it worth fighting for? Well, when you love someone, it's worth fighting for. But I want to give you a little secret. It is easier to change yourself than to try to change someone else, because you're already operating in error. Because when you try to change someone else, what you are saying is, look, God, you made a mistake. You do not make this person the way I think they should be. So I need to do something about it. And only I do is end up stressing self out, pushing others away, and end up sitting there holding the empty bag and starting all over again. You ever meet anyone, every time you turn around, they have a new boyfriend, girlfriend, married 5, 6, 7 times, every 60, 90 days, every 20 days, 180 days. Some cases, they make it 365. But when is that going to stop? And you're like 40, 50. When I was a child, I fought like a child. But when I became a man, I began to think like a man. I am 48 years old. I have dated all types of men from different cultures and backgrounds. German, Italian, Australian, African, Chinese, and they're all still just men, mate. It's not a black thing, and it's not a white thing. It is a man thing as a woman. Yes, there's difference in cultures. But if you're evenly yoked, you have something to work with, not against. But it starts with you being a virtuous woman. Can you do all the above of the listed characters of a virtuous woman? Not all at once, but once it's in you, that's what's going to come out. So it's not like you have to walk around like a robot. Well, all of a sudden you're mine. It's how you respond. It's how you live. It's how you walk. It's how you talk. It's even where you go. Presentation is everything. You only get a 30-second commercial to make your first impression. when I stated about God first, education, job, marriage, and then kids, that's what we need to teach our young children. There's nothing wrong with teaching them celibacy is okay. Instead of giving them a condom and birth control pills and tell them, you're going to do it anyway. It's very tough being a parent. And yes, they do have a choice. And yes, they may do it even if they choose to do it anyway. But it is our responsibility as parents to give that them information. If they don't hear it, how do they even realize they have a choice? The reason why a lot of times they don't hear it is because there it is in a relationship where people will take God out of the relationship. Next thing you know, you got a 12, 13-year-old pregnant, dropping out of school, an abusive relationship, et cetera, et cetera. But we need to now stand up, prioritize be a voice and an example. Because I'm the type of person, you can show me better than you can tell me. Be an example for your children and your children's children. That's just laying the foundation. They may astray. Well, I raised them in the church and I took them to school and Bible study. Yes. That's the reasonable service you're supposed to do. But remember yesterday when I said how just and loving God is, that he even gave us a permissive will? That our responsibility is to lay the foundation down and to set the example. Because we have no control over what another person is going to do. But we have control over what we do, and we should decide that we are going to teach our children and be an example before them. Now that's multiplying and being fruitful. Virtuous woman is unteachable. Law abiding. The reason why I say this is because we have laws of this land, but as a virtuous woman, they don't realize that we're not under the old law in the Bible. So you don't have to live in bondage. That's what Jesus came here for redemption. So anytime when you're feeling condemned or someone makes you feel that way, that is not right. There is no condemnation in Christ. So we don't have to live under the old law anymore, which is the foundation of the word. So that's why we need to be in God's word on a daily basis. So that you know that you know that you know that you know for yourself, and that you develop a healthy growing relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, when you first met a man and you first laid eyes on him and he was like, wow, I really want to get to know him. You were like, wow, I really want to get to know him. And you spent time with him and you asked questions and you did everything you possibly could to get to know him. That's how God wants us to be with him. Now, we're going to take a break and play a little bit of music right now and be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, yo, son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already, you know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you going to get yourself out of this?
Give just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body popped out in shock. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to fear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I see to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Won't understand you. Turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really love you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, talks where you wanna tote. Done my job driving it, my license revoked. Did my shop lifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble come, guess who puts a knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. That's the story. That's the story of my life.
had to take a little quick break there. We had a little visitor coming to the studio. But we're going to get back right on track from where we left off at. Because we will be ending this episode of this session at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I really enjoyed this episode. A lot of times when we're speaking to others, we're speaking to ourselves, but we're really speaking out through experience. And I want to share with you in these last few minutes about my experiences and why I chose the episode of A Virtuous Woman. As I said earlier, I'm 48 years old. I have four children. I've been married twice. And my children have different fathers. I used to be very spoiled. Everything had to always be my way. And I'm not pointing a finger or taking all the blame. I'm just woman enough to say what part that I play. And I've made a lot of mistakes. And that's what the elders are supposed to do, teach the young. Not encourage them to break that N-I-G-G-A. Whoop them. Take his money. Call the cops on him. Put him in jail. No. I choose to do the most unexpected thing. And that's to be open and honest, to share information, experiences, and testimonies. Because our generation that is coming up now, they need that guidance. They need these seeds sown into their ears, hearts, minds, eyes of being virtuous young women. Because our younger generation today, if we don't do something about it now, I'm afraid to even say. But I believe in the power of prayer and believe also means faith. But faith is dead without works. We have to actually do something about it. Not just cuss them out. Oh, you didn't do the dishes, doing that, yada, yada, yada. You didn't do them right. They're still dirty. Teach them. Show them. I don't like what you're wearing. All right. Take them shopping. Take the time out. Let them try it on. Different sizes, different styles. Explain the different styles. Educate them. Besides just give them the money to get rid of them so you can have some me time. Let them go to the mall and buy whatever they want to buy. Oh, yeah, I know the little trick where they leave home with one thing and then go to school and put on something else different. But that's why we have to supervise and monitor. You might miss it once, but eventually you'll catch it. But how can you catch it if you never even make an effort to monitor them or teach them? It's a program in Charlotte, North Carolina that I like. I know someone very close and dear to me, daughter, attended this program, and I found it to be very inspiring. It's a program called Girl Talk. It's a nice program if you ever want to make some donation or volunteering time. For more information, you can also contact me through email. and I'll send you a link. But they are very inspiring. And they're not just talking about it. They're actually doing something about it. And knowing that out of 50 girls, maybe just one may really get it. But if just one gets it, it's worth it all. Because she can be the one to go back and get the other 49 when she gets older or in a position to. We have to stop thinking in the box and think out of the box at the bigger picture besides just me, 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 mine, 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 mine. Because that's how a virtuous woman is. She's not selfish. She's not lazy. She shares. She gives to the needy, to the poor. And needy doesn't mean just badness, homeless, thing like that. You may need encouragement, inspiration. A need is a need. There's only one way to spell it, N-E-E-D. Whatever you decide to put after that word, that's what they need. Well, we're getting close to that time. I've enjoyed you. And once again, my name is Cassandra Brand. I'm an author and writer of The Purpose of My Closure. Volume 1 is How It Began, and Volume 2 is Intervention with Noted Answers. They're both now available on Amazon.com. I will be having a book signing in Charlotte, North Carolina this month, so stay posted for the dates and locations. Or you can also get updated information for events on my website, thepurposeofclosure.com. That's www.thepurposeofclosure.com. thepurposeofclosure.com. Or you may contact me at missbrand811@gmail.com. MSBRAND811@gmail.com. I pray that something, that you got something out of this episode. And if you got one thing, as I said, it's worth it. But all I want to say to you is to continue diligently to seek and make it a lifestyle to become a virtuous woman. Make a mission in your life, young men and gentlemen, to desire a virtuous woman, because that is natural. That's what God put into you. I'm not saying we all holy, holy, and saints, and wear dresses down to the ankles. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the inside, the heart. Because once the heart is right, everything else will just roll over and manifest itself on the outside. Because everybody can't wear everything. You have trending. Me personally, I prefer St. John's. It's a nice company. Never goes out of style. It's elegant, classy, expensive. But that's what I like. I like St. John's. Some may like Nicki Minaj, or I like Jones of New York, Calvin Klein. Yeah, it's a name, but it's a style. And all that will come when the inside is draped and dressed and wrapped with honor, respect, decency. I know you get what I'm saying. Because a virtuous woman like that, young man, gentleman, is very hard to find. Well, first identify, what are you looking for? There's no satisfaction because of the misinformation. And what a good woman is. Now tomorrow at 6:30, we'll be back on the air. We'll be ending our Virtuous Woman episode this evening, but you can download it. And you can listen to it over and over and over again. And every time you listen to it, you always learn something new. Download it, email it, send it to another friend. Post it all over. Let everybody hear it. For those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So we want to thank you, and good night.
Hey, yo, son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already, you know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Kid, just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, toast where you wanna toast. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who put the knife to my throat? Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the wall.